Wait,
hold on. I am now being chastised to watch it. I don't know if I'm supposed to watch it that Dana Carvey was a Klingon or watch it that that I made a Vera Charles joke there. Because all I was trying to say was, you know, Big Fatty has more talent in his little pinky than Vera Charles does in her entire vodka gimlet. That's all I'm trying to say.
So let me see. I lost my place.
And
so,
I would reverse that statement in a second if Vera actually played clips at the beginning of her show.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty has more talent in his little pinky than Vera Charles does.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1417 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the tooth of July 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about Big Fatty getting up here to Northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, continuers! Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going. Y'all, you are continuous because, y'all, I had to continue talking while I was still kind of overserved. Anyway, y'all, before I continue, Big Fatty, I thought we were continuous. Well, you are, but y'all, before we continue, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the tooth, I say, of July, y'all, it is the celebration of the exiting of the birth. Y'all, it just seems, this mic seems to be a little hot. Big Fatty, we don't know why, though. I'm going to turn the gain down a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Anyway, y'all, today, the tooth of July, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of someone very special to Pride 48. Y'all, it is that Brother Sinatus. Yes, Big Fatty, he's out in Denver. And Brother Sinatus, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal today. And y'all, I forgot, not that he listens, but I forgot that yesterday, the 1th, was the celebration for the one and only Miss Porter. And so y'all, Miss Porter, that was the other thing that, wait, I'll tell you, okay, Miss Porter came over to finish my haircut off on Friday night, but anyway, but Big Fatty, stay on topic. Y'all, that's still that chicken. Brother Sinatus, I hope you have a lovely exiting of the birth canal celebration, and I hope that Big Fatty, aren't I supposed to say something? Yeah, I was kind of stalling there, Poodle, for you to... Big Fatty, I hope that he has musical memories in the shape of a cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I'm going to try to remember... Well, so Brother Sinatus, have a lovely birthday, y'all. So Big Fatty, when last we spoke, Big Fatty had given his carry-on valise to the dock worker. Big Fatty, the tarmac guy, anyway. So they put it on the plane and off to Philadelphia we went. Well, y'all, we arrived in Philadelphia and got off the plane. I had signed up for the alerts if there were any problems on travel day. Well, y'all, I got off the plane and turned on the cellular telephonic device. Y'all, I thought I was on the Grin Doctor. Big Freddy, your flight has been delayed. Bing, me, 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 me. And so, y'all, the flight was delayed. And we went and looked at the monitor. Y'all, the flight that I was supposed to be on from Philadelphia to Halifax, it wasn't showing on there. So we walked up to the next bank of monitors, and there it was, and it says, "Okay, Big Hardy, your next flight is going to be leaving at 11:25 out of gate A25. So I said, "Okay." So y'all, off I go to A25, and y'all, I'd gotten in at like 8:30. So it was supposed to be like an hour layover. So this was, you know, almost 2 hours later that the flight was going to be leaving. I got over there to A25, and y'all, wasn't nobody over there. And I'm like, well, this is crazy. So I went back and I looked at the monitor again, y'all. They had changed the gate on me again. Now, y'all, A25 is the last gate in the A. In there are two wings on the A concourse. Okay, the first wing is like gates A1 through A15, and then it's A16 through 25. So I go back and it says, "No, Big Freddy, your gate has been changed to A11, and it's leaving at 11:15 a.m. in the morning." And I went, "Fuck." So I walk back all the way to the intersection where it split, and then I went to A11. And everything, you know, the little monitor there said, "Oh, A11, okay, Big Freddy's going to Halifax." And I still had plenty of time. So y'all, I went and had a solid at 10 a.m. in the morning. Because y'all, I'd had my breakfast like at about 4:30. And y'all, so I was getting a little hungry, as they say, a little hungry. As y'all, but I had a lovely solid. It was a solid. It had blue cheese. What all did it have on it? Blue cheese and candied pecans. And apple slices and something else. There was something, I don't remember what else. There was something else on there, and craisins. I told them to keep their bloody craisins. Keep your bloody craisins, Big Freddy. You tell them. And so anyway, the flight finally, the arriving flight finally arrived, and so y'all, I was sitting, I could watch them put the valises on the plane, and y'all, I saw the one valise of Big Fatty's go on, but I didn't see the checked one go on that I'd given to the dock worker, and so I'm going, oh, well, this can't be good. So anyway, arrive in northern Mexico and go through the customs and the immigration and here come the valises, and there's the one bag that I was expecting. I thought, well, you know, maybe I just didn't see them put the other one on. Sure enough, the other one wasn't on there. So I had to go over and fill out the paperwork for the lost valise and blah, 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 and cha-cha-cha. And so then I'm off to the hotel, which is in downtown Halifax. And so I get here and get all checked in and everything, and they're going to deliver the valise to me. There are two more flights coming from Philadelphia to Halifax later in the day, so it shouldn't be a problem getting it there later in the day. So y'all, I arrive in Halifax, and then I've got the afternoon and evening free. So y'all, I had done a little research on the gayborhood, as they call it. So y'all, I went out walking, and y'all, Halifax is kind of rainy. So it was and breezy. Y'all, the temperature, in fact, let me just look at the temperature right now, because I know this will drive the Vange yo crazy to hear this. But y'all, right now in Halifax, the temperature is, "Big Freddy, we are waiting with bated breath. Did you have sushi?" Y'all, the temperature right now is 63 degrees. Be ready. And y'all, the temperature on Tuesday, the high temperature is supposed to be 64 and the low is 57. So y'all, that's not bad for the tooth of July. But anyway, I'm off to the gayborhood, and y'all, you know, there are establishments that are not bars where gentlemen callers of a like kind gather to frolic. Fanny, why don't you just tell them it was a bathhouse? So I went there and spent several hours there, and y'all, there was this one Mexican that y'all, he was all a boot. He was all a boot. Big fatty right there in the beginning, and he was just, you know, kind of coy, and you know, we didn't really do anything. He just kind of, it's kind of like you want to try before you buy. So he's kind of examining things, before. Anyway, big fatty and vulgar. So anyway, this went on for a while, and hours passed by and everything. And then all of a sudden, he was all about ready. He was ready to buy. Big fatty. And y'all, he was good. It was real good. And had the furry, big fatty, we don't need to hear about anything furry. But that hat, Emma want to hear about it, but nobody else. But anyway, y'all, and so after several hours stimulating the Halifaxian economy, big fatty, you can make anything vulgar. I was ready to leave, and y'all, I opened the door to leave the establishment, and y'all, it is raining like a mofo, and it's unbelievable, and I had brought my umbra chute, but the wind is blowing, y'all, it was like a tornado. No, it really wasn't like a tornado, but it was just cold and blowing, and you know, it was less than ideal conditions. So I walked down a couple of blocks, and y'all, I was hungry. So I went into when in Halifax, you want to sample the local cuisine, and so y'all, I went to a Greek restaurant. And y'all, I got me one of those gyro sandwiches. Y'all, it's the strangest gyro I've ever had, because they cooked it with French fried potatoes in the gyro, along with the gyro meat and that tzatziki sauce. Fried it up on the grill with the pita bread and everything. Big fatty, I didn't think you're supposed to have that. It sounds like a lot of carbs. Well, you know, I'm in Mexico, but anyway. I started walking back to the hotel because I decided I was going to get it to go, as they say. Takeaway is what they call it. And so I got it to take away. And y'all, it was raining, and I'm holding on to this paper bag with my hot Mexican food in it. And it was probably a 15-minute walk, and y'all, the wind was changing directions, and Big Fatty looked like he was about to, I couldn't tell whether, you know, which way to turn the umbra chute, because you'd turn it one way, and the wind would switch around, and it'd be blowing the other way, and y'all, it was absolutely, thank goodness there wasn't a spot in Big Fatty of that. Y'all, speaking of that, I hope that now that you know for sure that I'm up here in northern Mexico, that there's some spot in Big Fatty, because y'all, I gotta have some content for this week, because I'm sucking wind. Big Fatty, you can tell us that, or some voice letters. I need some voice. I've got a couple of voice letters, but I could use a few more, so get on the spot in Big Fatty, and get on on the voice letters for me. Big Fatty, we're on it. Anyway, and y'all hadn't even been to Spot and Big Fatty. There may be 15 of them over there, but anyway, because you know I'm not monitoring the Twitty. Anyway, finally got back to the hotel, and y'all, the bag. I thought it was soaking wet from the rain, y'all. It was soaking wet with grease. So I came up to the room. This is like 10 o'clock p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, just what you need to eat is Greek food right before you go to bed. By the way, y'all, I'm on Atlantic time here, which is an hour ahead of the only time zone that matters, which, you know, has got me a little bit screwed up. Big Fatty, that's the only thing that's got you screwed up. But anyway... had that and belched my way to bed, and y'all, I slept really well. So anyway, that's basically what I've done since I've been here, except for Sunday. I hadn't gotten to Sunday yet, but y'all, I ain't got enough time. Well, I guess I could tell you a little bit about what I did Sunday. Y'all, did a little touristy stuff. Went to a couple of little towns. Y'all went to a place called Peggy Cass, not Peggy Cass, Peggy Cove. There's a lighthouse there. It's a very famous lighthouse. You goggle it, you'll go, oh yeah, that's that famous lighthouse Big Fatty went to. Y'all, it's at the Peggy's Cove, and y'all, it's on these rocks, and I'm gonna tell you something. The North Atlantic Sea, as it crashes against the rocks at Peggy's Cove, y'all, it's a harsh world there. And that lighthouse, thank goodness it's there, because it I'm sure it saved many a ship in its time. But y'all, it was very humbling. It was very humbling to feel the cold. And y'all, it was 63 degrees in Halifax, but y'all, I guarantee you, it was in the 50s or the 40s out there with that ocean spray coming on you and that wind blowing. Oh dear, gussie. But y'all, it was also rejuvenating. But y'all, it was very nice. I had lunch in a restaurant, and I had what they call it was kind of a sampler, and one of them it came with some fresh scallops with a bacon jam on top of it, and then it had lobster and crab dip. And it also had lobster and crab stuffed mushrooms. You know, it's those Tom Tom up there in the Chicago's. He really loves the mushrooms. He would have loved these. Had that, and then went out and had my chicken bazoom. And a couple of glasses of red wine on Sunday night, and that catches you up to where to real time now, because I'm recording this little show the same time I recorded the Monday a little show, but you don't need to know that. Big Fatty, you're telling all your secrets, but dear gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And seriously, I would love to get some voice letters and some Spot and Big Fatties, because y'all, and especially Spot and Big Fatty up here in northern Mexico. So y'all, if you Spot Big Fatty up here in northern Mexico, send it over there to that Spot and Crazy. And I want to remind everyone, if you're not quite sure how to do it, you can send a picture, and that Spot and Crazy will help you with the Big Fatty head and everything. And it's all very technical. Daniel, what do you think about all that?
Big Fatty has more talent in his little pinky than Vera Charles does.
Enough said! Enough said! Go Spot Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.